Good morning. On October 7, 2001, the United States military went to war in Afghanistan. Across the country, stirred by feelings of outrage and patriotism, thousands of Americans enlisted, like former police officer Steve Husong.
I felt at that time, because it was the beginning of the war, that we had actually taken down the country and ended it, the entire war, later to find out that we didn't.
8 years later, 68,000 American troops are still fighting in Afghanistan. 869 of them have been killed. Today on The Takeaway, we mark the 8th anniversary of the start of Operation Enduring Freedom. We're going to be talking about the anniversary of the war in Afghanistan throughout the hour. And it's only right that we start with people who sacrificed the most for the Afghani war, the veterans. We have with us Joe Sturm, Staff Sergeant in the U.S. Army, veteran of the first Gulf War and the current war in Afghanistan. Also joining us, Staff Sergeant Genevieve Chase, stationed first in Helmand and then at Bagram. And also Marco Reininger. He's with the AAVA, that's the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of American, spokesperson, specialist in the National Guard, and a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. Good morning to you all. Let's start with why all of you decided to join the military and enlisted. Joe, why did you end up enlisting? Because you re-enlisted after you'd left the military, correct?
That's correct. I joined the Army when I was 18 and straight out of high school. You know, for the usual reasons, I was patriotic when I was very young. I mean, I still am. And I served for about 14 years and got out and then signed back up in 2003. I think with the knowledge that I would be deployed somewhere, Iraq or Afghanistan, and sure enough, it happened.
And Genevieve, you're a veteran of Afghanistan. Why did you decide to go? And why did you want to serve in Afghanistan?
I didn't agree necessarily with all the reasons that we went into Iraq. I wasn't particularly following that particular war at the time, but I followed a little bit what was going on in Afghanistan. And being a granddaughter of a Korean woman who survived the Korean War, and of having that in my family, I felt like I needed to somehow pay back to my country and to the people who served during that time by ensuring the same benefits and liberties for other people in other places. And I was particularly concerned with the women and children in Afghanistan.
You know, this issue that you raised, Genevieve, of payback as an idea of service, is sometimes at odds or even in some tension with another notion of payback, which I think was more common right after September 11th. Marco Reininger, did you join up or go to Afghanistan with a sense of either payback to your country as a form of service or payback against the people who might have done America harm?
Well, John, it was basically both. Being from New York or being in New York at the time, I definitely felt a sense of obligation to react to what had happened to us in 9/11. I definitely felt that we had a very good reason for going into Afghanistan and being there. So that was a strong reason for me to go ahead and sign up and serve. For me also, it's somewhat of a family tradition. My mother was in the military. My grandfather served in the Army also. So it was a combination of patriotism and a sense of obligation, definitely.
And you've certainly done what was expected of you as a coming from a military family, right?
Yeah.
Do you get that feeling of payback in a fight, in a real shooting war like that?
Well, it's a little more complex than that. And once you get there and all the glitter wears off and you're confronted with the reality of a war, it's definitely not. Well, it's a little bit of a different situation, but I still have a sense of accomplishment, and I think I feel very, very content about going over there and doing what we did. And if it's asked for me in the future, I will definitely go ahead and do so.
Staff Sergeant Joe Sturm, I'm wondering, you know, a lot of soldiers complained earlier that all the attention was on Iraq and Afghanistan was not being covered by the media. I'm wondering, in recent months, has your opinion changed? Do you think we're giving enough attention to the war in Afghanistan now?
Well, I think that, you know, during the bloodiest years of the Iraq War, 2004 through 2006, it probably was the front page story. Afghanistan, at least during the period that I was there, 2004 and 2005, was, you know, relatively quiet, and I think Iraq was given its due attention. But, you know, now we're seeing casualties mount daily in Afghanistan. We're seeing, you know, two or three guys killed a day. I mean, we had eight killed in Nuristan province over the weekend. So Afghanistan's definitely front page news now. But I never personally felt like we were forgotten. You know, Afghanistan has been labeled as the new forgotten war. And I mean, I never that never bothered me at all.
So, Genevieve, Staff Sergeant Genevieve Chase, you had a very close call. What happened when you were riding in the contractor's truck in 2006?
We were returning back from a routine meeting within Lashkargah, and we were attacked by a suicide vehicle-borne IED just outside of the gate before we entered into our provincial reconstruction team area.
And was anyone killed? Injuries?
No, we all survived that attack. We were all in an up-armored Ford truck, and because of the level of armor on that vehicle, we all walked away from it.
But it must still rattle you.
Absolutely. It was a significant explosion. The car that hit us disintegrated. In fact, it wasn't until the next day that I actually believed everybody else when they told me that it was a car that had run into us rather than an IED that we had ran over. So it took my having to actually see what little remnants there were of the Toyota Corolla in order for me to believe that we had been hit by a vehicle.
Toyota Corolla, a tin can of a car. Well, Genevieve, tell me a story of your time in Afghanistan which conveys, I think Americans 8 years into this war, many of them who don't have the sort of firsthand knowledge as you do, wonder how can you judge that the commitment has been appropriate and that this war is in any sense winnable? Is there a story you can tell about your time there that says to me that this is doable, this is winnable, this mission is coherent and clear?
I think something that really needs to be taken into consideration is the fact that, you know, our presence there allows for so many things. And although we did try to build, you know, civil affairs projects and build schools and infrastructure probably a little bit prematurely, we underestimated the tenacity with which Afghans fight, and we shouldn't have, because there's a long history there that would have indicated that we hadn't won anything at any point. But you know, looking at the children of Afghanistan and watching little girls go to school with their counterparts, with their brothers and their cousins, their male cousins, and then watching women become a little bit more proactive, both in their government and within their communities, in seeing a change in, you know, where years ago they were stoned in the street, and now they're put in women's prisons in a lot of locations. Being able to see some of those changes are fascinating, and they're also encouraging. But at the same time, I think a lot of the people in the American public don't get to see a lot of that stuff happening. And so when we talk about drawing down the troops or not sending in more troops, and yet we still are screaming outrage at the way that women and children are treated in Afghanistan, it kind of, the two arguments don't really go really well together. So we have to really consider both.
Sergeant Joe Sturm, from being on the ground, why is it so difficult to make progress? 8 years on we're talking about not really having made a lot of progress. Why is that so? What makes it so hard?
Well, I think that it sort of goes back to the idea that you never truly know who the enemy is. I think that Afghanistan, of course, we've heard for all these years that, you know, the border with Pakistan is very porous, and that's absolutely true. You know, you can go into a village on a humanitarian assistance operation and give the kids clothes and shoes and warm coats and medical care, and, you know, make friends with the village elders, drink tea, and everything's fine that day. And then that night, you know, the Taliban or whomever will come down out of the mountains and, you know, burn the school down and beat up the elders and take away everything that the Americans have given them. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really Afghanistan is a very schizophrenic place.
It's hard to make progress there. Staff Sergeant Joe Sturm is now with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Staff Sergeant Genevieve Chase was a veteran of Afghanistan. We are also joined by Specialist Marco Reininger, who is a specialist in the National Guard.
All served in Afghanistan. 8-year war today.